on Saturday, and certainly, Mike Bord, not the way that you and your club hope for. Having said that, you and your organization have become somewhat experts in playing these mini games. You've seen the good, you've seen the bad. What was going through your head as you were watching that 10-minute finale?
Heading in there, we'd won one and lost one, and we'd beaten Edmonton last year in the
mini-game.
It's a pressure cooker. I mean, coaches and players and goaltenders, where every stop, every shot matters. Everything's just that much more magnified. So, your heart's racing, and we weren't able to pull it out. It wasn't our turn this time. So, it's disappointing, but I have to say, the guys, to get to that mini game, tiebreaker game, whatever you want to call it, was a pretty good story for us. So, I got to compliment our guys on leaving it all on the line.
Mike, can you explain, to the listener, or explain how, you play the full game and you look very dominant, yet the second game has a completely different feel to it. It did last year as well, because I think in one of those games you guys lost the game and then were really good in the mini game. How does the reset happen so quickly for a team?
On Saturday was a game of real ebbs and flows, and they'd only scored two goals since I think about midway through the the first quarter.
Right.
It was almost like you felt like they were due to get some. They'd gone on a 7-goal run. We went on a 6-goal run. We had a 3-goal run, and the scoring sort of dried up a little bit. The goalies were fantastic in the second half. And then, I think in that mini game, what you want to do is you want to get the first one and you want to get the second one. And then that pressure, builds on that other team. So we got the first one, and then Dane Doby had scored, and then he hit a post right after. So, it's just the ebbs and flows of it. It's tricky. Our game is one of momentum swings, and the momentum swings your way in that mini game, and it bodes well for you.
Mike, I know we talked last week about the fact that the scheduling was the scheduling, or a couple weeks ago the scheduling was the scheduling. You were going to get the host the mini game. Had you won your division, you would have been in the same position. Does the fact that you got into the playoffs in the last game, went on the road, won against Colorado, pushed Edmonton to the finale, does that change how you view this season as opposed to winning the division and then losing in the minigame at home?
Yeah, I think so. I think, with our start where we kind of frittered away, I guess, the first third of the season, went 0-6, and, for the guys to rally and get to the point where really you're 10 minutes away from going to the championship again. So, it's a testament to how hard these guys battled. Like, it was not it wasn't one of those easy rides into the Western Final by any means. So, hats off to the guys and the coaches for grinding it out.
How do you look at the first ever All-Canadian NHL Final with the Toronto Rock hosting the Edmonton Rush?
You know what? I think it's great, actually. And nothing against Rochester, but They'd had their turn. They'd won three in a row. So to have two Canadian teams in there, it's kind of special. And they're both very deserving. They both, they're the two top teams, really. I mean, Toronto won the East and in the regular season, and Edmonton won the West in the regular season. So you could say that the two sort of top teams for the regular season are in that Champions Cup. So I think it's going to be a great series. They're both real good teams with great goaltending and lots of offense. So I think it's going to be a special championship.
With Mike Bord, the general manager of the Calgary Roughnecks, Mike, one more about Edmonton, and obviously you've got your own team to worry about, but how concerned are you about the future of the Edmonton Rush? I know there's a difficulty, or could be a difficulty, in terms of their building. Are you concerned that the Rush may not be there after this year?
Yeah, we certainly hope that they are, obviously, because we have such a great rivalry with them, and I think it's great for the sport in Alberta that there's two professional lacrosse teams. So we're hoping that they can work some things out and stay in Edmonton. So we just have to see what comes out of this down the road. But we would miss having a pro team in Edmonton for sure.
All right, Mike, the season's over. I know you don't get much chance in management to decompress. What's the exiting process? Do you sit down with all the players? You sit down with your coaches, or have you already done that?
Yeah, we did a little bit with the coaches already and talked to some of the players after the game, but we'll do some, you know, exit interviews. I mean, guys are flying home and heading off to play some summer ball and things like that. So a lot of it's done on the phone and not sort of, you know, in person where you go and sit in the GM's office and have a chat. So we'll, you know, we've got to assess what we did this season and where we want to go and how we can get better. So, you know, that's a big part of the process for us. And, you know, and along with that, getting ready for the draft and doing some scouting. So, you know, it'll be a busy off season for sure.
Officially, as we stand here right now, what's your workload look like? How many UFAs do you have? How many contracts do you have to worry about?
There's a fair number, actually. I mean, we've got some of them are our top players. You know, restricted free agents are guys like Curtis Dixon and Sean Evans and Frankie Shuliano. Just off the top of my head, there's a UFAs. Daryl Veltman is a UFA, and Mike Carnegie is a UFA. Jeff Molesky is a UFA. So, you know, we've got three unrestricted free agents who are, you know, a pretty big part of our team. So we'll start concentrating on that and talking with them and seeing, you know, see what their thoughts are, because we'd like to get those guys back.
What about guys that are a little longer in the tooth, Mike? Do you anticipate you might lose some players to retirement?
Yeah, I don't know if it, you know, it that may happen. I mean, it always seems that there's, you know, one or two that do retire in the off season. So I haven't had any indications from anybody at this point. But, you know, sometimes, you know, things change over the summer. They get a new job or, you know, they have a baby and they can't travel. And there's all kinds of things that sort of come into play on it. But at this point, you know, early in the process, obviously, but I haven't heard of anybody retiring. But, you know, we're an older team. Like we need to inject some young blood into the lineup, I think, and develop, you know, for the future. You don't want to, you know, have to do a full-on retool, you know, two or three years from now, and you don't have any young people that have been in your systems. So, you know, we want to make sure we have some continuity there and get some young guys in the lineup.
In terms of you re-signed your coach. You won't be looking for coaching help this offseason, right?
No. Yeah. We're very happy with our coaches. You know, they, you know, you go 0-6 to start, and I realize that we all put ourselves in that hole. But to dig yourself out of that hole and get to where they were, it's a lot of work. It's a grind because, you know, every game counted. You know, I felt like we were sort of in playoff mode by game, you know, 7 or 8 of the season. So it's been a long haul. It wasn't you know, where last year we, you know, we had a really, really good regular season, went 12-6, and you know, we're in the playoffs for, you know, a month before they even started, sort of thing. So this one came down right down to the end, and we had to beat Vancouver to get in. So, you know, they kudos to them. They did a great job, and we expect them all to come back next year.
With Mike Board, the general manager of the Calgary Roughnecks, off the field in terms of attendance, the business of lacrosse, how would you describe this year, Mike?
Do you know what? I think it was really good. We had, you know, three or four games, including the game on Saturday, where we were, you know, approaching 13,000 on a regular basis. And, you know, I think we had, probably three or four games that way. So the previous year, we'd only had one game that had gotten over the 12,000 mark during the regular season. So, you know, from that perspective, I think it was a real success. And I want to continue to grow that. And, you know, you take your baby steps and you know, if we can add 500 more per game each season, you're gonna achieve your goal. So we're happy with the way things are progressing, and you know, it remains sort of a fun and entertaining and affordable sporting event. So you know, that's what we gotta continue to promote.
Mike, you've now done this a couple of off seasons. What have you learned? What's the key to keeping the team in the mind's eye of the sports fan? Because now you go away for a while. Right, we won't see you till just about Christmas time, you know, in the winter, I guess. What do you do to stay on the radar in Calgary here in the off season?
Yeah, we get out to some lacrosse events and, you know, have our players visit lacrosse teams and the big Canada Day tournament we're a sponsor of, and things like that. So you gotta, you know, you gotta keep yourself relevant. That's for sure. And you know, we do it by getting out in the lacrosse community you know, we continue to talk to our season ticket holders and host events and things like that for them. So, you know, I always think that, you know, our season ticket holders and our fans are almost our best salespeople too. You know, they'll tell people, hey, you gotta come to one of these games. So, you know, we have to continue to work with them and make sure we get the word out there.
Finally, Bordy, I mean, it's safe to say, if I was going to ask you the best part and the worst part of this season or your highlights, your lowlights, obviously you're a team and an organization that wanted to move to an NLL final. I get that. But, you know, where you came from to where you went, tell me a little bit about the journey. What impressed you the most this year?
You know, I think it was the resolve of the guys in the dressing room. You know, one of the guys had sent me a note yesterday saying, you know, I'll remember this season for all the right reasons. And it was the character building and the bonding that they had in the room and how they never let each other down. They look at each other each game and say, you know what, I'm not going to let you down. Let's go get this. And I think that, you know, that was really impressive to watch. And on Saturday night when it was all over, you kind of had this empty feeling in there that, you know, these guys had worked so hard to get to that point that, you know, you really feel for them because they became a family and they all grew as men and as teammates and as lacrosse players. So, you know, from that point of view, you got to say that it was a success. You know, obviously you want to get to a championship and win a championship, but you know, it just wasn't in the cards for us this year.
My friend, we'll give you a couple of weeks and we'll bring you back on. I'd love to debate and talk about the mini game now that you've had a couple of years under your belt and whether or not this is something other sports should take a look at. Mike, congratulations on the season. I think, you know, in fairness, it's always good to get a home playoff game, at least one, and you were able to do that. I think you entertained your fans when it was all said and done. Best of luck in the offseason. I know we'll keep in touch, but thanks for keeping us up to speed all year long.
Anytime, Rob. Thanks very much for everything.
There you go. Mike Bord, the general manager of the Calgary Roughnecks, joining us on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline, brought to you by Mobile One, the official motor oil of NASCAR, Lube City Express Oil Change. Top of the hour, Tom Rennie, the president of Hockey Canada, will join us ahead of their annual general meeting this weekend in Toronto. But when we come back, our pal, Eric DeHatchuk from the Globe and Mail, globesports.com, next here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.